We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Big O Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
All right, it's hour number three right here on the program. If you want to get in, 567-0560, that's toll-free. In Dayton, Broward, in pound 560. If you're driving around with that cell phone in your hand, the plumbers911.com text line, it's 56022. You can reach out to us also on Twitter at Big O Show. No texting and no tweeting while you're driving. One more thing about this Marlins fiasco, besides Jorge Mas maybe dropping out of the bidding, because he has not agreed on multiple issues, according to Barry Jackson, with Loria. Plus, he's weighing his options now in the wake of the Marlins' unwillingness to give him an exclusive negotiating window, which is sad because this is the guy that is the perfect owner for the Marlins. Out of all of the owners, this is definitely the best candidate out of all of them, and it's a shame. Neymar has reportedly accepted a deal with PSG, who will pay his $220 million release clause, sources say. Wow. That is just absolutely amazing. The money in soccer is just crazy. The other thing that's disturbing, besides the TV ratings are down to 1.3, according to Barry Jackson, that's 28% more down. And I congratulate you, those of you that are staying away from the stadium and not watching the team. But we also, as taxpayers, in Dade County, of course, we paid $2 million for security for the All-Star Game. You give the guy the stadium. I mean, the commissioners and all these people involved that allowed this guy to get the state, they really should all go to jail. Seriously, they should all do jail time. Because it was an absolute crime what happened there. Not allowing the public to vote on it because they knew that if we voted on it, we would have shot it down. Because that wasn't going to pass. And every break in the book. Now he can wait till March of next year so he doesn't have to share any of the profits with the city or the county so he can keep the money for himself so he can drag out this process like he's doing now. And the worst part is you're stringing along what could be the best owner for us in Jorge Mas. It's just everything about Jeffrey Loria and the Marlins, it's sleazy. Everything about them is sleazy. Everything that they do is sleazy.
Big O, let me ask you, because of how the whole stadium deal went down with the Marlins and how the city got screwed, do you think this is part of the reason why Miami's so hesitant on the MLS stadium?
Well, no, there's no hesitation at all.
But they were because you know, the Overtown residents and I don't know.
No, but my point is they never hesitated. They told them, you're not getting anything. You could buy the land off of us. You could build a stadium. We're not giving you a dime. We're not paying for anything. So the city and the county are not paying for anything. They did give them a break on how much they sold the property for because they didn't put it up for auction. So they didn't have to compete for that 3 acres that they had to buy because they bought the other six that I think was privately owned, and they bought those six. The other three were publicly owned, and they bought it off the city and the county. But, yeah, the Marlins affected that because there was no public money that's going to it. So they have to pay for it big time. Oh, yeah. And remember, you know what it also affected? Remember, Stephen Ross tried to get money for his upgrades, and they shot it down right away. Everybody's getting shot down now on that after the Marlin deal. Because at this point...
At least it shows that they're learning from their mistakes.
Yeah, we're pretty stupid in Dade County. It takes us a while to kind of actually figure it out. Yep. Anyway, so we'll see. For your puppy, that biting thing on furniture, get hot sauce and put it on a rag. Rub it on the item the dog is biting on. When she bites on it, she will remember the smell and she'll never bite anything with that smell.
That actually does help. I did that. My dad did that with my dog with jalapenos.
Yeah, but won't it stain stuff?
Oh, I don't know about rubbing hot sauce, but my dog would like rummage through things to try to find food and whatnot. So one day my dad had like jalapeno chips, like these really spicy chips. And he's like, fine, you want to rummage through this? Eat this. And then my dog never bothered him again.
My girl bites everything, dude.
There's sprays for it.
I have the spray and she's still biting stuff.
You know what they recommended for me? They told me not to give him toys that like looked like everyday items, like the newspaper and shoes,
right,
and things like that. Because when they see that, then they'll correlate that with,
well,
oh,
I have
a
rubber bone for her and I have a rubber tire for her. They're from Kong. And I bought the extreme one because the red one, she already started putting pieces into it. And so once they can tear it up, you got to take it away from them.
Right.
And so now I got the black one, which is the extreme of the Kong toys, KONG, for those of you that are looking for any of that stuff.
Well, there's a brand called like Diesel or something like that for dogs like pit bulls and massive dogs that can just tear through toys like the Kongs, that they're indestructible.
Right, that's what this is.
So yeah,
the extreme is the one that right. You would buy for those dogs.
Right. My dog, he likes to if I can't give him a stuffed toy anymore, because what he would do is he would rip a hole in it, take out all the stuffing, and then throw around the corpse.
Right.
Like a weirdo.
Right. I got you. One guy says sleazy is the word. That's about it. Everything about that franchise is sleazy. Everything, man. Everything. It's despicable. It really is. And then we've got the Jeter thing where he can't come up with the money. And he struggles to get the people together. This whole thing has been a mess. And typical, right? Jeffrey Loria is involved. Anything that Jeffrey Loria is involved, it's got to be a mess. Sydney, what do you got for me? Sydney.
Hey there, Big O. What are you doing, sir?
I am doing great, my man. What do you got for us?
Well, yes, back to the missile site. You were right. It's actually 183rd Street and 57th. That's my spot. I'm a little older than you, so
it has to be. But it has to be past 183rd because that's Miami mm-hmm. Gardens Drive. You pass Miami Gardens for about a mile or two, then you would make a left.
No, that other place is where the new at 207. That's where the new readiness center is nowadays for the National Guard.
Well, my brother, I'm talking about 1982.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
It wasn't on Miami Gardens, my man. That I can tell you was not. It was after Miami Gardens because you would pass it on 57th, and all of a sudden it'd get darker because it was a darker road, and then you'd make a left into a dirt road, and then the missile silos were on your right side.
Right. Now, 183rd also turns into 186th or 187th seat curve. So let's say Miami Gardens, but it's about 186th. Across from there now, that's where you have the new immigration office, right on 186th and 58th.
Okay, yes. I'll take your word for it because I don't know. I don't go by there every day, so I have no idea.
Yes, that was my spot as well. I have another thing I can mention. The old Biscayne College where the Dolphins played practice. They used to, with a twice a day and stuff. I lived across the street. So they had this tower where they would put the cameras way up there to tape practices and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was another spot on the Friday and Saturday nights. You would have your little abbreviated drinks, and then you have your girlfriend, and you go up in the tower, and then you can see the whole place around, nice and quiet.
There you go. Okay, that's an interesting one. Nice one by you.
And also the days when Miami Herald used to print what the Dolphins, the food that they're eating. They used to have the whole grocery list, how many trillion eggs they had for the week and stuff like that, and the orange juices. Actually got me a ticket to a Miami Dolphin game about, 68, 69. I got it straight from head from coach. And I took my little cousin, who was about 9 years old. He speaks about it every opportunity he gets. His boast was, I can hear Don Shula speaking to the team the way he was so close to the sidelines.
Yeah, I remember those days back in Biscayne College and going to see the boys practice when I was a kid.
Yeah, they lived right up front. They lived right up front now where is, I think, the chemistry lab.
Yep.
They all lived right up front, just right off the street right here.
Yep, no doubt about it. All right, Sydney, thank you for the phone call, my man. Appreciate it. Big O, fill a large Kong toy with wet dog food and freeze it. Will occupy your dog for hours while teething. That's interesting. Never thought of that. Yeah, because the little dog bone has like these holes on each side. I wish Maiden would be as like Flash, my little long-haired Chihuahua that we adopted. I mean, that dog is just, he's so awesome. He's so cool. He's so calm all the time. He doesn't bother anybody. He was house trained pretty much from the get-go. Goes outside. The good thing is my girl's already house trained. She tells you when she wants to go, and she goes outside, which is a positive. But man, biting, she is biting everything still. But I mean, it's a stage. You got to go through it, right? It's like a child. They go through stages, and you got to kind of just keep an eye on them all the time. It's not easy, but you can do it. All right, let me tell you about Craig Zins, Acura Pembroke Pines, the finest dealership in the business. We're going to be there Friday, broadcasting live, baby. So come on out to 15601 Pines Boulevard, just off of I-75 and Pines. And how about the lease features right now? 2017 models. We're trying to push those 2017 models out to get the 2018s in. We got some great deals going on right now. The ILX, $157. The TLX V6, only $337. The RDX 237, the MDX 357, the RLX 507, only $29.95 due at signing, plus tax tag and registration, folks. And how about the 2018 models? I told you, they're starting to trickle in right now, and the TLXs are in, and we've got them for $297 a month. Hey, it's the summer performance sales event going on right now, and you got to get down to 15601 Pines Boulevard, just off of I-75 and Pines. Tell them that Big O sent you, and they'll take care of you. And, folks, you can still get $10,000 off the original MSRP on the 2017 TLX at Craig Zins. Acura of Pembroke Pines.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Biker, born on this day back in 1950. He did pass away in 2001. So in his honor, we play a little Macho Man. Hey. Hey, props goes out to Marlon Wayans. Did you see this Marlon Wayans going after Michael Vick? I love it. I love it. And he's 1,000% right. You know, Michael Vick told Colin Kaepernick to cut his afro so he could be more representative and get employment. What is your haircut? We went through this conversation, remember, a couple weeks ago about the cornrows thing? Like, I never understood it. Like, dude, if you can style it and it looks good on you, any haircut. I don't care if you have a mohawk. There are some people that actually look good with a mohawk. I wouldn't look good with a mohawk. but I'm not going to judge somebody by a mohawk. Just because you have a different hairstyle than somebody else. Oh, he's got to be a gangster, a punk, an idiot, a druggie, whatever.
It's just like judging people with tattoos.
Exactly. Same thing. So how does Marlon Wayans feel about Michael Vick telling Colin Kaepernick to cut his afro? Ah, oh, Mike Vick, you damn cornrows. What the hell? This is what he put. He goes, Marlon Wayans said Vick is dead wrong with his image makeover advice for the out-of-work QB telling TMZ Sports Cap's hair has nothing to do with his current employment status. And that is very true. Remember, we talked about this also yesterday. I don't believe in, you know, racism in sports. They don't have time for that crap. Can you help me win? That's all they give a crap about. If you can't help them win, then they don't tolerate you. If you can help them win, then they're going to tolerate you and give you all kinds of chances. Anyway, Wayans says he's got a lot of respect for Colin for taking a stand, but says at the end of the day, here's where he and I think alike. He needed to silence his critics by showing out on the field, and that didn't happen. You can't kneel and throw interceptions, Wayans says. You ain't going to score. You ain't going to have them yards. You better stand up and pledge allegiance, sir. And that's exactly it. Since Colin Kaepernick can be considered no more than a backup, sure, he's one of the 64 best quarterbacks, but he's not considered one of the 32 best quarterbacks. And so while there are GMs in the NFL looking at him saying, he's not my answer, then why should I worry about him? Why should I deal with the baggage? Has nothing to do with your afro. General managers aren't worried if you got an afro, you got long hair, you got cornrows. They don't care. Can you help me win? They'll give you a break. Two of them. Three of them. Can you help me win? And that's what I've told you why Colin Kaepernick is out. And if nobody thinks you're a difference maker, then they don't need to put up with your garbage. That's the way, that's what life is. You might have an employee that you don't get along with perfect, but hell of a salesperson. Hits his quota every month, goes over the numbers, so you'll tolerate that salesperson. Now, you got a salesperson that's pulling, what is it, a draw check, I think it is, for the last 6 months, and he's a pain in the ass. You think that salesperson's going to stick around? Nah. Jose is in Homestead. What's up, Hoser?
Well, Orlando, if I'm not mistaken, Michael Vick had cornrows and he had an afro too, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
So, what the hell is he talking about?
He's a freaking hypocrite is what he is.
Yep, and I'm going to tell you something. The afro thing is out. It's out. And I can't stand Kaepernick for nothing in the world. But I can tell you one thing. He does rock that fro pretty good.
Nothing wrong with the fro, bro. If it looks good on you, whatever haircut it is, then wear it, bro. What's the big deal?
Exactly. But listen, since yesterday, I've been thinking about hiring a therapist. And the first person that came to my mind was you. So I need a doctor, brother. I need you to help me out. I need you to make me feel a little better, even though I don't think you're going to be able to. But with that being said, what's wrong with my boy Kirk Cousin, man?
Oh. You're not gonna like my answer.
I know, but I need to hear it anyways, man, because your answer is probably like mine.
He's basically telling the Washington Redskins, you know what, guys, I don't believe in you. I'm not interested in this. I'll sign my 1 year deal. You're not gonna franchise me next year because it'll be $35 million.
Yep.
So next year I'll sign a long term contract with San Francisco or any other team that I feel is a better run team than the one I'm currently on, because you guys are a crap storm every single time, and I want off of this crap train. And so that's what I think is happening in Washington. He has no respect for the owner and for the front office. He doesn't want to deal with them, and that's why he's in the driver's seat, and he's moving on.
And what hurts me, dude, is, you know, I can relate a little bit with the Dolphins, but since we lost Doug Williams and we lost Mark Rippon, I was just dying to see if we could find a quarterback. I put all my eggs on RG3, turned out to be a disaster. Then Kirk comes around, has a phenomenal year that puts us in the playoffs, and then he just starts shining every single year, and it's like, yes, we finally got a quarterback. But I read something that on May 2nd or something like that, they offered him like $53 million guaranteed and a $73 million contract, and he turned it down. And once I read that, I said, okay, this is not the Redskins trying to make Kirk Cousins our franchise quarterback. It's Kirk Cousins trying to find a way to get his ass out of these seats.
Right, because remember, he gets $25 million guaranteed now. So if you give him $65 million guaranteed overall, he's going to get that next year anyway from somebody. Somebody's going to give him $50-60 guaranteed anyway, plus the $25 he made now. That's like $80-85 million that he'll get overall. So he and his agent know that as long as he walks out of this season healthy, he's going to have that big fat signing bonus from everybody else that he signs with anyway, so why sign with the Redskins? Take the guaranteed money and move on next year.
So basically you answered the question, but I'm still going to ask it. Do you really think in your heart he's gone next year?
Oh, yeah, he's done. No, he's done. I appreciate the phone call. He's done. If I'm the Redskins and I can find a half-decent trade for him, I'd do it, because you're going to lose him for nothing next year. Now, the problem with that is you make that trade and your season is absolutely done, because you don't have another guy that can at least be as good as Kirk Cousins. Look, and I'm a Kirk Cousins fan, but I'm the first guy to tell you, I don't look at him as you know, like, oh, here's Aaron Rodgers, here's Tom Brady, here's Cam Newton. I don't even look at him like that. And I know Cam Newton didn't have a good season last year, but I still think Cam Newton is a hell of a quarterback. But anyway, my point is, I don't even look at him like that, but I still look at him like you can win with him. He's a solid quarterback. The kid has proven that already. So what are you going to do? If you trade him, you're basically telling your fans, we're resetting everything now because we've got to break in a new quarterback, and that could be a complete mission. Or do you at least keep him on the roster for the entire year and hope you have the best season possible? And then when he leaves next year, you just live with it. It's a tough situation. Hey, Vic is talking like Colin is going in front of a judge. He remembers someone told him to cut his hair to change his image. That's a pretty good analogy right there. I like that comparison. But again, Colin Kaepernick is not going in front of a judge. I don't judge anybody by their haircut. And maybe it's because I have long hair. And so I kind of know what it's like when kind of people look at you, hey, you got long hair or whatever, you know? Although the funny part is, in my case, the people that kind of question my long hair are usually people that are bald. Like 95% of the time. It's like a dude that's got some side hair or he's bald. And he's looking at me like, dude, aren't you too old to have long hair? I'm like, well, why? Because you can't grow it?
I've got my nose ring. I'm employed.
There you go. I don't judge anybody by that. I mean, you can agree or disagree whether you like the look on somebody, but it doesn't determine who they are. Brady Papinga is going to join us next. We'll have a little fun with Brady. But before we do, let's talk about Concierge Men's Wellness, because man, Dr. Koba has been doing some special stuff here in South Florida, helping a lot of guys get back on track and have a great sex life. That's what it's all about, folks. And right now, if you're struggling with ED or PE issues, I have the answer for you. I have the solution. You need to call my guy, Dr. Koba, at Concierge Men's Wellness. Let me give you the number. 754-900-8333. That's 754-900-8333. If Cialis, Viagra, or Levitra aren't working and they're letting you down, I mean, literally, you got to call Dr. Koba. And let me tell you something. I don't have to tell you this. If you take Cialis or Viagra or Levitra, the side effects also can be absolutely brutal. You can achieve an erection lasting 30, 60 minutes, or even longer, folks, and your partner is going to love it. If you suffer from low T, Dr. Koba's hormone balance treatments will help you feel like a new man again. You'll increase your energy, libido, lean muscle, and you'll burn fat. That's what it's all about. So call Dr. Koba right now, folks. Increase your confidence, and she's going to love it. Dr. Koba is a board-certified anti-aging physician specializing in men's sexual wellness and vitality. You got to set up your free consultation right now, folks. Tell them that Big O sent you. Call them right now, 754-900-8333, and give her the big O, 754-900-8333, or visit conciergemens.com.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. 10. Ground control 9, to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
We're waiting, Brady Papinga. Do we have him already? Do we got him? Is he ready to go? Brady Papinga, as always, is ready to join us here on the program. You can follow him on Twitter, at Brady Papinga, the former NFL linebacker and world champion with the Green Bay Packers. Let's bring him aboard. Oh, one more thing with John Glenn, a birthday today. The astronaut was born on this day back in 1921. Sadly, we lost him back in 2016. So we play a little Space Oddity from David Bowie in his behalf. Ah, yes. Mr. Papinga, how are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, Vigo. Having a good time today. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just having
awesome,
a
man.
Although I'm tripping out. Marlon Wayans is going after Michael Vick because Michael Vick suggested to Colin Kaepernick that he cut his fro so he would have a better chance of getting a job.
Well, I mean, how do you want to interpret that? I mean, what if all of a sudden, you know,
I think he's full of crap. That's what I think.
Vic? You think Vic's full of crap?
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this.
They gave him plenty of work with cornrows. It has nothing to do with your haircut.
Well, I don't know about that. Marlon, I don't know. I mean, are you kidding me? If you walked in with a big old messy hairdo and a, you know, big old scruffy beard, I mean, do you think like the average employer is going to be like, ooh, I want that guy? I mean, maybe. Depending on who it is, but I thought the old saying is you got to like dress for success. Now, let me just stop right there and say I do believe though when I look at Kaepernick's fro, it doesn't look messy. I think it actually looks pretty sharp. So what the hell are you talking about then? Because Mike Vick's spewing out half truths.
No, it's not. He's not.
That you should do a haircut to appease your employer you want a job.
He got plenty
But at the same time, you got to look good. And I thought Kaepernick looked good with it.
He got plenty of work. He got a $100 million contract with cornrows.
Wait, what was it? But he didn't have his fro.
Whatever. It's always looked as a derogatory type of look, whether it's cornrows or fro sometimes.
How is that derogatory? I think it looks pretty sweet. It looks pretty slick.
I like it, but I'm saying people look it down. They look down on it, just like they look down on long hair.
So what you're saying is that Mike Vick is correct then?
No,
that's
my point, that they're all full of crap in sports.
Who?
Mike Vick, in sports, they don't care what you look like. They only care if you can help them win, period. That's all they care about, dude. Look at Michael Floyd. He gets drunk all the time, and they keep giving him chances. Why? Because they think he can help their football team, not because of anything else.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm just trying to get a rise out of you, Big O, because if you look at most offensive linemen out there, I hate to say it, they're not the most appealing to the eyes kind of guy. I mean, I'm even talking like just how they carry themselves with their hair, their hygiene. Those. I mean, if that was the case, we would have no offensive linemen in the NFL.
Your boy from Green Bay, the offensive lineman that he signed somewhere else this year.
Sitting.
Come on, dude. That guy looks like he belongs in Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. I mean, most often, that's just how it is in that culture. I mean, the offensive line. But no, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. In the NFL, there is no, you know, dress codes. I mean, there's within reason, no kind of like grooming standards. Either you can play or you can't play. And in Kaepernick's case, he can play to a degree, but not so much to where you can justify bringing in this extra controversial attention.
Exactly.
That's the reality around him. But no, Mike, I think Mike Vick is trying to figure out something, because you know what? It's in some of these guys' minds, it's almost unexplainable when they look at Kaepernick and they look at what he's done and they're like, how is this guy not have a job? Oh, it has to be this. And they just start making stuff up, and that's all Mike Vick was doing. He's making it up.
Yeah, and I love the way Marlon Wayans went after Vick. He goes, oh, Mike Vick, you had a damn cornrows. What the hell? Marlon goes on to say,
technically the cornrows is the more kind of sleek look if you have the long frowy hair, from what I've been told.
Technically
that's like saying, oh, Vic, you could have had a fro, but instead you decided to go with the well-kept cornrows. I think he's contradicting himself is my point.
I think it all depends on the person, man. Some people look good with one haircut or another. Some people might look better with cornrows. Some people might look better with a fro, or like Channing Crowder. He's got the dreads, and it looks freaking cool on him. That's how it is. It is what it is. It all depends. Your boy with the Packers.
Talking about Clay, right? You're talking about Clay.
He looks good. Yeah,
he's Clay, very well kept. He's very well kept.
But Clay looks good.
And by the way, his hair smells like potpourri. Okay, he uses potpourri conditioner every time we're in the huddle. Every time I'm walking around that dude, he just exudes with potpourri. And then your boy Al Harris. That guy had long dreadlocks.
And that looked badass.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. He's a stud, man. But he also has the essence of Al Harris, which is like this musk oil that he just dips his hair in. Just every time I'm around the guy, I literally he can walk in the room and I don't even have to look at him. I can just smell him. Oop! There's Al right there. Boom! And appears right before your eyes. No, I'm with you, man. But my point is like I don't know why this. What was this gentleman's name? Wayans.
Yeah, but listen what he said.
Why did he go after Vic? Because this is what's ironic. He goes after Vic saying, well, you wore cornrows, but the cornrows in theory is the more clean cut, sharp look of having the long fro hair. So basically what he's saying is you're doing the cornrows, and what Mike Vick's roundabout saying to Kaepernick is you should do the cornrows too.
Well, listen to what he says. Wayans says he's got a lot of respect for Colin for taking a stand, but says at the end of the day, he needed to silence his critics by showing out on the field, and that didn't happen. Yeah. You can't kneel and throw interceptions, Wayans says. You ain't going to score.
He didn't throw interceptions.
You ain't going to have them yards. You better stand up and pledge allegiance, sir. That's what he ended up saying. In other words, he's joking.
Good.
It's like what you said earlier. If they don't look at you as a top 32 quarterback, okay, so then you're top 64. Okay, so if you're in the second half of the quarterback, okay, so what do you bring to the table as in positive, and what do you bring as a negative?
Yeah.
And they feel that the negative outweighs the positive, so I don't need to deal with that right now. And that, I think, is what Marlon Wayans is saying is, dude, if you were going to take a stand, you had to be Tom Brady if you're going to take that stand. So that way they say, hey, I don't care that he kneel down. I can win with that guy. I need him on my team.
Oh yeah, I mean that's what he did. When I last year this what was it? A month from now, mid-August, when he did that stance, I said it first. I'm going to claim it, Big O. I told everybody that he right there in his career just basically pushed all of the chips in, and it's boom or bust. Either he's got to go out and play like an elite quarterback to where they're not going to care what he does because he's such a good quarterback, or his career is over. I can actually search that audio for you. And lo and behold, what happened? His career is over. He will never see the light of day in the NFL again. It doesn't matter what kind of PR stunt he tries to pull. It doesn't matter what kind of reconciliation or whatever that is, restitution of reputation that he tries to ultimately to do. It doesn't matter. He's done. Done. He won't even, because the only way he gets back in is he has to prove to everybody that he is this elite quarterback. But they're never going to give him that opportunity. So the door is shut. Kaepernick needs to move on. And, you know, if he's going to be an activist or whatever, he's got to move on to something. He's got to reinvent himself because he can no longer play in the NFL. That's just the realities facing his situation by pure choice, by the way, because that's what he chose when he knelt down this last year. He had to be the best or one of the best as a quarterback, and it didn't work out for him. And now he's on the outside looking in.
I'm wondering if he should just go to Canada and kind of resurrect his career there. Like,
that's
go
a smart
play,
move.
Go play, like go ball out in Canada. And then people say, well, wait a minute, hold on, man. This guy still has some football. And maybe I mean, because Warren.
I would have loved to see Tim Tebow do that. That bothers me because look at how good Tim Tebow is playing baseball right now. He's doing pretty good. Imagine that same projection if he would have gone to Canada. And instead of working on his swing, he was working on his throwing motion or reading defenses and being more of a pocket passer mixed with his running ability. This guy would have teams lined up for him to come into camp, compete for starting jobs, and finally we would see the manifestation of this Tim Tebow that we all envisioned, or at least the Broncos did when they picked him in the first round. So I'm with you. More guys need to humble themselves, go to Canada, reprove yourself, spark the interest of NFL teams, and lo and behold, they may get a shot. But I do believe that may be his only recourse at this point.
Yeah, and that'll give him an opportunity to play on the field, perform, and if he performs well, dude, it's the quarterback position. There aren't 32 good ones. All you got to do is enough.
16 good ones.
Right, exactly. So that's why all you got to do is ball out over there, and somebody's going to say, I got to give this guy a chance because we have nobody here. So I'd rather try it. And this guy's been to the Super Bowl. He's been in an NFC Championship game. This guy has actually had success in our league, and now he's resurrected his career in Canada. If I'm him, I would do that at least try that. And eventually, and who knows, man, he might like the experience over there. He might end, things might, you know, go well for him. Hey, he didn't kneel for their, you know, anthem, so they're not going to have an issue.
That's what I was going to say. He may fit more into what their politics say up there. I don't know what they really are, but no, I'm with you, man. I think more guys would like to do or should do that if they wanted to play. But then that's the question with Kaepernick, and that how and has always been the question. And I would almost default to saying that's another reason why he's out is he's lost his desire. When you could let me tell you this. Like Paul Gasol this last year. Did you see him play at the Spurs by chance?
Oh yeah. Yeah, he got old quickly.
He was horrendous. Yeah. Well, what happened is, and I don't know if you noticed, his midsection grew tremendously. And what that means is he just wasn't working out as hard. He wasn't doing his physical conditioning. He wasn't in the best physical shape, and your play will take a hit because of it. And that usually is a function of your desire, because when you're out there training and all that kind of stuff, the lights are off. Nobody's looking at you. That's your alone time. Same thing happened to Colin Kaepernick. When he comes back and he's all of a sudden lost 15 to 20 pounds of muscle, doesn't have the same speed. Now, I get the whole throwing thing because he was going through surgery. That shows you right there that his desire had been waning. He wasn't wanting to go and train and get himself in the best shape possible so that he could put his best foot forward. And that shows you right there, he just doesn't have the desire to do it. And if he doesn't have the desire to do it, you don't want the guy around.
All right. Did Kirk Cousins basically tell the Redskins, hey, you know what? I've kind of had enough of you guys. I'll take the guarantee this year, and I'm going to get the $60 million guaranteed from everyone else next year anyway, so I'm moving on. It just kind of felt like a big old middle finger from Kirk Cousins.
Oh, no, it was just a smart, calculated decision, because the way the money's going to play out is the deal that they offered him is essentially the same exact deal as if he said, I'm going to play this year, and then
you'll get it next year.
Risk. Yeah, he's taking a little risk, because what if he gets hurt? All, you know, they got all these like variables. But let's say he just goes out and has a season close to what he did at last year. I doubt the Redskins are going to let him go then. And they'll transition tag him.
No, but they can't. It'll be $35 million next year.
That's for the franchise tag. Yeah, that's the franchise tag. There's a lower level, which is the tender, which still now, and it makes it to where he's not untouchable. So he can still negotiate a deal with another team at the transition tag level. But the Redskins will have the first right of a refusal if I'm correct on that. So, yeah, they can. So at the very least, let's say next year shows up. Yeah, they're not going to pay him $35 million, but they may transition tag him and do one of two things, either try to trade him or just see, okay, let's see what everybody else is going to or what other team, all it takes is one, will negotiate for him. And Kirk Cousins, no, his boy Kyle Shanahan is in with the 49ers. At the very least, he's going to have one suitor out there that he knows will pay him top dollar. Oh, by the way, you know how much under the cap the San Francisco's 49ers are right now. I mean, they're like $100 million under. I mean, it's outrageous how much cap. I think it's actually cap space because the cap space carries over. So not under the cap, but just cap space.
Right.
I mean, they could just throw him an unbelievable contract. So Kirk Cousins, he's playing his cards exactly right because really.
But they kind of eliminated the poison pill thing in the NFL, didn't they?
Yeah.
From the other.
Yeah.
I know that they don't in the NBA. They have not eliminated the poison pill because that helped in a couple of deals that recently happened in the NBA. But in
still,
the NFL,
you can structure it, man. So you can structure.
So it would
deal
have to be
way.
Like a giant. Hard cap number in the beginning of the year,
yes,
or whatever, the first
exactly.
year.
Exactly. Or you look at, like, if you're the 49ers, you look at the Washington Redskins cap situation,
exactly.
and however it is, you would basically use that, leverage that against them to where they couldn't match. And so he's in the driver's seat. He knows he's in the driver's seat, and there's no reason for him to take this, because really all the deal they gave him was a two-year deal with a bunch of years on the back end, which gives them full control. It's like, okay, and if he would have taken that deal, the irony is he'd have given up all of his leverage points. Now he retains all of his leverage points in exchange for the risk of maybe getting injured or having to step back in his play. And getting injured is something you can mitigate based off of insurance. You can go buy an insurance policy that loss of value insurance policy that he can easily prove. By the way, he can say, "Hey, I'm making X amount this year. If I don't make up to X amount of that, then that's what will be compensated." So he can take care of the risk of the injury. So what's really laying in the balance is his play, and he knows that he's going to be able to play at the very least the same level as he has the last couple of years.
All right, my man, tell him about the UltraFlex.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the UltraFlex is a one of a kind workout device that I use 6 days a week, 20 minutes a day. I just got done with my workout today, man.
Nice.
It was phenomenal. Yeah, I am feeling just peppered up, feeling good, man. I'm serious. The endorphins are flying, man. I got an extra bounce in my step. And it's a device that is very versatile. It works your core, it works your joints, and at the same time, you can target tone specific muscle groups all the way from your toes up to your head. Phenomenal workout device. Check it out at www.myultraflex.com. That's www.myultraflex.com.
And follow him on Twitter at Brady Papingo. Always a great follow. Brady, thank you for the time, my man. You're a stud.
My pleasure, Big O. Have a wonderful day. Football season's all around the corner, Big
almost
O.
Almost there. Almost
I can't
there.
Wait, man. Yeah, we're almost there. Buddy.
And
have
I'll,
a good
I'll,
one.
I'll, actually, I'll talk to you in 3 weeks because I'm off the next 2 weeks.
Oh, ho, Big O. Yeah. Having a big old vacation.
Yes, right before
enjoy
football
it, Big
season.
O. Be safe, man, and have fun.
Much love, my brother. You be good.
Same to you, man. Take care.
There you go. Class act, Brady Papinga. Let's take a break. Hour number four. Man, this has gone by quickly. Next.
Radio.com. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.